This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, Americanskis? Kevin Jackson, it's Kevin Jackson Show. Glad to be with you. I finally got my batteries recharged. Oh, by the way, this is based on my trip from Paris. I had a little bit of jet lag. No big deal. I mean, I've done it many times. But I'm back to normal, I think. I feel like that because I got back, you know, had to catch up a little bit of rest, but and did over the weekend. My son had his baseball tournaments. I feel like I'm raising Ken Griffey Jr. here. But they won. They won their game 16-0. And, I mean, the kid is finally getting some pop on that bat. For those of you who are asking me questions about how is he doing, he's doing well. He's getting some pop on that bat. And he even hit it to the opposite field because I've been working on him on how to hit to another, you know, to the other field. And then we're going to start working on him. He's been batting left-handed. He's a pretty good batter left-handed as well. But he's right-handed normally. But, man, he got some pop on. He hit one way out the center field, but the kid caught it. It was almost like, oops, look what I found. But still, he got out. But, boy, that was the first time. Here's an interesting story. First time that my son hit it and got put out, but he came back smiling. Normally, these kids are distraught when they strike out or, you know, hit into an out or whatever. He hits it, boom, and the kid just, I'm telling you, was really more luck than anything because he put some pop on it. Normally, he would have stroked him, would have hit it over his head. But the kid was, you know, took two steps back I know I'm overdoing it. But the point is, my son knew he hit it so well that he was like, he came back smiling. And after the game, he was 2-for-3, I believe, with a walk. And he was beaming because he knew every time he got up there, man, he smoked it, found the sweet spot of the bat. And I love watching that reaction, but you know, that growth, if you will. Anyway, you should be smiling. Yeah, you conservatives ought to be smiling because you know what? We're watching our own growth. We're watching us, by way of our surrogate, do all the things we've been wanting to accomplish for quite some time. We're changing the landscape of government. I know this is something you may have forgotten, but Gorsuch is now on the Supreme Court. We're 5-4, theoretically. I don't know if Kennedy's going to retire. We're hearing about that. But there are lots of smiling reasons, or reasons to smile. I talked earlier about Trump and his economic numbers, home and abroad, and the unemployment figures, and which is now 4.4%. It went up a tick, but don't sweat that. That's not really true. They also say real unemployment's now 8.6%. It upticked from 8.4. That's okay. Real unemployment meaning the way they should be measuring it. So, for us to have true what they call full employment, we got to get another 4 points down. Believe me, Donald Trump's going to do that. He's going to knock that number down. You're going to have great opportunity. But here's what I wanted to tell you. The number of part-time jobs, people who have had to get part-time jobs under Obama but didn't really want them, that dropped by 107,000 over the month. The number of people who are working part-time and that now have full-time jobs, that number dropped by 107,000. So not only did Donald Trump, I want you to think about the ramifications of that. Yeah, people working part-time, they've just been getting by, paying the bills, trying to put Band-Aids on bullet holes. And now they've gotten full-time jobs. 107,000 people stopped part-time, went full-time. Now, I want you to think about the number of happy people now. Do you remember when you were struggling and, you know, you were waiting on that break? And finally, it came, so you now go from a menial part-time job where you know you have no benefits, they don't pay you very well, and now you're back in your career, or at least on a career path. I want you to think about those families. Because there are 107,000 more of them now feeling the goodness of Donald Trump. You are the reason for that. You elected a man who understands the economy. And 107,000 people are now back on their career path. I want you to look at the ripple. Look at what they're now going to be able to do. They're going to play catch up. We've all done it, most of us. You got to catch up all the bills. You got to pay back debts of friends that helped you out, whatever. But they're going to catch up. And then suddenly they're going to have expendable income. They're no longer the working poor. They now have rejoined the middle class. It'll take them a while, but they're going to have some stability. They have 8 years of stability that I predict will have a ripple effect for the next 20. This is the Reagan era all over, except better. I want you to think about that. If you were one of those people, imagine being one of the people who got their job saved at Carrier. That's a little less impactful because you knew the executioner was coming in 2 years or whenever Carrier was going to leave and go to Mexico. And Donald Trump said, no, don't worry, you're good. So everything stays status quo, but maybe you were prepping, right? You were saving up. Now you got a little bit of savings and you still have your job. I want you to think about how those people feel. See, these are not esoteric things, folks, that where you're out there in the stars going, I wonder. These are real people's lives. Barack Obama saw them as numbers. Donald Trump knows the real deal. 107,000 people, according to this report, went from part-time to full-time. Of the 245,000, plus or minus 100%, 100,000 rather, jobs that Donald Trump created, and by the way, I think it'll be higher because it has been at least in three reports, of those, 107,000 moved from part-time to full-time. That number's dropping. All the indicators that this economy is now finally on steroids is there. And it's only getting better. Because every one of these manufacturing industries that Barack Obama said couldn't come back, wouldn't come back, are coming back. All of them. Are they going to last? No. If you are in the burger flipping business, get out. As you should have. The same way the guys making buggies and buggy whips and horse harnesses or whatever, get out of the business or scale back because people aren't going to be using as many buggy whips when the automobile gets invented. When I think about Obama and his economy, it reminds me of a friend of mine who said, yeah, Kevin, he goes, you know, you're worried about inventing the Model T when there's a dude that's got a Learjet parked in his barn. And we were talking about the describing of a problem. Anyway, that's what Donald Trump, that's how he thinks. Folks, we got a lot to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177 or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. So happy to be here with you. So I mentioned in the broadcast earlier that the left don't understand pragmatists. They don't. Pragmatists are simple. Things tend to be black and white. Now, don't misunderstand me, folks. There are, you know, there is gray in the world, and occasionally pragmatists have to understand the gray. But if you know your objective, it's easy to muddle through the gray areas. See, the left don't understand pragmatists because they've been beguiled by politicians, hypnotists, people that make you believe in the unseen. They may, you think because a dude put a little rag, you know, whatever, a cloth behind him and poof, the puppy disappeared, that the puppy really disappeared. No, it was a trick. It's just as real to you as real life. But a pragmatist goes, well, it's an interesting trick. I can't figure it out, but I know somebody's got the dog. See, that's the difference with us and them. And we finally pull the curtain back on politics to where, quite frankly, we feel like we can see all the tricks. Imagine that. Yeah, I mean, I hate the idea of, I love being able to be fooled by magic. I really do. But what I really love about it is when my mind goes, That is so cool because I know that he didn't make that dog disappear. He didn't cut the woman in half. You know what I mean? Whatever the trick is. That's what's cool about it. And now you are privy to this. You're now looking at media. You're looking at politicians. You're looking at all of the news that gets to you. And you're going, interesting trick. I don't know how you pulled it off, but I do know the reality of my situation. See, I'll give you an example. The media isn't going to tell you how well Donald Trump's doing in creating jobs. And you're like, wow, it's really cool how they have completely disregarded the jobs that Donald Trump has created. But my reality is I have one. It's better. I talked about the 107,000 people that moved from part-time to full-time. The trick was they were told they weren't going to have jobs. Barack Obama had done all he could do, and guess what? The white billionaire, accomplished man who took over for him could not do better. How could he? He's an idiot, right? That's what they told you. That was the trick. But your pragmatist goes, but he did, and I have a job. I'm off of part-time, and I'm on to full-time. I would love to meet these families that got off of part-time. You know, who the parent of whom got off of part-time and went to full-time. The number of kids out of college who were working part-time, got their degrees, and now they started their careers. I would love to talk to them on this program. If you know one, have them call me at 844-551-8255. I would love to interview them. If you know of anybody that's being impacted by this, positively or negatively, by Donald Trump, I'd love to talk to him. And let me tell you, folks, you think Obamacare is off the table? No, it's going to come back. And you know what they're going to do with Obamacare? Let me just say what's happening. They're going to wait for more good news, more jobs, more this, more that. And then they're going to say, hey, we need to address this Obamacare. And you know what the left is going to say? I'm talking about the least common denominator, the folks we normally don't reach. They're going to say, you know what? We like what this guy's doing. Let's let him tinker with Obamacare. Let's get rid of it and look at Trump care. That's all that's happening. It's a delay. The same thing as the delay on Muslims. The travel order that said, we don't want more terror in our midst. I can tell you what happened to some terror attacks. In Kenya, 11 people in a village got their heads cut off by Al-Shabaab. You didn't hear about this, did you? They don't tell you the terror that's happening in this country because they don't want, or around the world, because they don't want you to know what ISIS is really doing. Because that's the trick. See the rabbit in the hat? It's disappeared. There's no such thing as Muslim terror, is there? Not according to leftists. There's only colonialization by America and Britain and places like that. And the indigenous people are now striking back. Is that how it works? Let me tell you something, folks. The left know politicians. And politicians are the most dangerous people in the world, bar none, especially leftist politicians. Trying to understand leftists is like trying to teach a blind man sign language. You can't do it. But you can be a pragmatist and you can say, I'm going to disregard them. See, these are the people that want you to believe that letting illegals into your country is a good thing. That letting terrorists in your midst through refugee resettlement is a good thing. That not looking into scandals of their creation is a good thing. They'll tell you that taxing your people into oblivion and giving it to deadbeats is a good thing. They'll tell you that you taking an idea and making yourself into a capitalist, a mogul, an industry leader is a bad thing. That's what they'll do. They'll march against you every time you do something right. If you say, I want to raise my kids, I want them to be fair, I want them to have good character, blah, blah, blah. They will look at you like you're like you got three heads because they don't understand you. You're a pragmatist. We all are pragmatists. And you know what? We hold ourselves to that pragmatic standard. The one that goes, you know, man, look, I ain't trying to get all in your business with your girlfriend, but she's, you know, broken you. You have no money. She's dating other dudes. We've sent you pictures and you're,
but I love her. I love her, man. Why do you not like her? I don't understand.
I don't even know how to give you guys more, you know, more things to discuss in this in that area. It's just crazy. And speaking of which, we got a lot to discuss. Macron is it Macron? Macron. Macaroni Macron, the French guy. What's funny, let me tell you guys what's shifting here, what's happening. The world media wants Macron or Trudeau. He's a Canadian prime minister. They want them to be one of those guys to emerge as the next Obama. Nobody's talked about this, have they? That's what's happening. Macron, he thwarted Donald Trump in France, and Le Pen, Marine Le Pen, she lost. So the idea now is that he's the rock star. He's the guy that is going to make it all work for America. He's a pro-immigrant, pro-refugee, pro-open borders. He is the white Barack Obama. Supposedly he's a good-looking guy. I guess he's got a good-looking wife. I don't know. Does he have a good-looking wife? Have you seen her? She certainly ain't no Melania. I'll tell you that. Melania's a dish, baby. Don't even get me started. Anyway, I don't know who he's married to, but they want him to be the next rock star. So he's now come to Donald Trump and said, hey, you know, I would really like for Mr. President Trump to come back to the table at the Paris climate talks. No. I tell you what. You go ahead. Do your thing, Mr. Macron. And because what they want is for us to go foot the bill. They want Americans to pay all the stuff for climate change, blah, blah, blah. And all Donald Trump is going to do is say, no, you know what we're going to do? We're going to work with our industry. We're going to work with our capitalist. And we're going to come up with some innovation. And I'm going to give them all the incentive in the world to come up with better solar. By the way, guys, I still want to talk about this dude who's got the new lithium batteries. Have you heard about this cat? He's one of the co-inventors of the lithium battery. They now have a way to get more charge inside of that battery that's revolutionary, I'm told.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, years, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Everybody, welcome. Kevin Jackson here, and we have been remiss for a couple of weeks, 2 or 3 weeks, I don't even know, but I've been traveling, Tim's been traveling, and we haven't been able to put it together, but we finally have. I'm happy to welcome back my good friend Tim Wilkins. Tim, how have you been?
Busy, busy, but it's always nice to wake up to the text from you that says, "Are you up?" Awkward at first, but I like it.
I'm going to leave that to the imagination of the audience. So we've got tons going on. Tim, I mean, I don't know how, you know, let's face it, if 2 days goes by and we haven't talked, it's a crazy, you know, it's, the news cycle's gone berserk. But now, since, I mean, it's been at least a couple of weeks since we've had you on the program. And I got to tell you, here's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing Donald Trump is a rock star. I was in Paris. The media is hammering Donald Trump, and then I'm looking at the news, and there's Trump beating up on a CNN, you know, image, and I was listening in my terrible French as to them describing this thing as it was an embarrassment. I've heard Ben Shapiro say Trump needs to show more moral leadership and things like this. That was of interest to me, and then the story evolved into CNN going after the guy who actually made the video and in effect saying, well, we won't out him as long as he, you know, takes a, you know, retracts his statement and all this kind of stuff. So what say you, buddy?
Well, first and foremost, I found it hilarious. You know, I do think it was beneath the dignity, blah, blah, blah. A couple of the other posts have been. It was his retweet of 1,000 retweets. The CNN video was hilarious because apparently to CNN, wrestling is real, but holding up the president's severed head is not real. having Jesse Ventura as a governor is okay. Fake Trump clotheslining Vince McMahon with the CNN flag over his face, not okay.
Right. Yeah, it is fun. I got to tell you, from my perspective, and the reason why I brought up Ben Shapiro is he made the comment that it was, you know, it was not good leadership and or something to that effect. And I keep coming back to, look, if the media treated Donald Trump with respect, in other words, they at least said, look, we're going to discuss the issues. I think Trump's a very much an adult. I don't think Trump's as big of a child. You know, he's not as childish as people make it. But here's the thing. What would you do if every single day you got up and you were a rock star, you were, you know, unemployment's going down, you're bringing in more great jobs into America, you're stopping terrorism, and you're doing all these pretty good things, and every day it's just a relentless beatdown, and it's fake. The Russia narrative, it's fake. He's a misogynist. It's fake. He hates, you know, he's a xenophobe. He hates Mexicans. It's all fake. He you know, is a racist and was part of the Klan. All this stuff. Wouldn't at some point you say, you know what, the heck with these guys. We're going to go in the mud today.
Okay, here's where we're going. I think we're going to veer left, which you and I never do. We stay on the same path.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the deal, because it's not just fake, Kevin. It's very fake. Very, it's not bad. It's very bad.
Right.
He's been calling him out. You know, I worked at some of the rallies. I was his opening act.
Yeah.
And I would love when he'd turn around and go, the fake news, the people who don't like me, they're back there, over there with those cameras and the TV people and the microphones. And I loved that. And now that they've been caught time and time and time again with fake news, lies, collusion, bad ratings, but they're still trying to push that agenda. They just had four retractions. You were overseas, monsieur. AP, Reuters, CNN, Wall Street, New York Times, they're all retracting things they're being caught in. And he did that the day after the fourth retraction. I think point, you just let them burn. That was the beef I had with him. I said, you know what? When the ref is trying to count the UFC fight out, you don't reach over the ref's head and punch the guy in the face one more time.
So, yeah, we do disagree. Because here's what I say. I look at this, what Trump is doing, Tim, and I'm on with Tim Wilkins, funny man, timwilkins.com. And I look at this as, it's not about bashing CNN. The video was a bigger metaphor. And I use this example a lot. I go, what if your sister had been, you know, was a victim of human trafficking and you knew she was en route to some third world armpit to become a sex slave? What would you do? Would you take the high ground? Would you have some moral standard that you know, went by and said, listen, folks, let's try to be reasonable here and return Betty to the family? No, you'd go after everything. And I always use the analogy of hitting my kids. CNN and the rest of the media, and I call it the media industrial complex, every single day gets up and they lie and they cheat and they connive to go after us. And we have a guy who says, you know what, I'm willing to, in my presidential role, take off my crap, put on my, my sweat gear and my tennis shoes and go out there and start kicking butt. And I love that.
Here's what I wouldn't do, if we're using that analogy, I wouldn't hold up a sign that says, hashtag bring my sister home. I wouldn't go all Michelle Obama on that. Hashtag dear terrorist, let our girl come home. And I admire that he'll get a little dirty. I admire that he'll get a lot dirty. But at some point, when you're winning, you know, I coached a lot of Little League football. And when you got up by 49, they wouldn't let you throw and they wouldn't let you run outside the tackles. They made you run it up the gut.
I get it, Tim. I get it. He's winning and we're supposed to back off. But we're not talking about the David and Goliath and Trump is Goliath. We're talking about David and Goliath and Trump is David. And I know he slayed Goliath. But you know what? There's still thousands of Philistines out there looking on. And
we're with you. Because half the country gets their news from lies. And that's my favorite problem with all this right now, is that 50%, maybe 60% of the country get their news from CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, and NBC. And they're getting a daily, they get it, you know, they're in a meeting every day. All right, an extra $150 fit to the guy that comes with pictures of his dirty underpants from the White House staff with extra marks on them.
Yeah,
I need something.
Agree.
Somebody get me something.
Yeah.
And they're trying to push their agenda, and the fact that they're losing more every day. The greatest article of The Atlantic or The Wall Street Journal, the biggest fear of the Democrats is coming true, a successful Trump presidency.
Yes. Yeah. But look, you alluded to the various news articles that were retracted. So one of the big ones that was retracted was the number of intelligence agencies that had said that Russia influenced the election. At one point, I remember this. It was 17, and I didn't even know we had 17 intelligence agencies, okay? But they made sure to let us know 17, all, we were told, all the U.S. intelligence agencies have agreed that the Russians have done. It's kind of like when Obama said, the science is in, you know, global warming is real. You know? Oh, really? Okay, so there was 17. Now we're down to 4.
And that's the number of dentists that agree on dentine. You can't even get all the dentists to say this gum is good for your teeth.
Yeah, but the funny part of it is when they were selling the narrative, the concept was There is no doubt the Russians hacked our elections because we've got all of our intelligence agencies in sync. They've all said it. And then suddenly, we read the wrong report. Only four of them said it. So most people would look at that, Tim, and go, well, four of them said it. But I look at it and go, no, you've got three quarters of the people that you said it that no longer have said it. What happened to them?
Here's, Kevin, when you have an even bigger audience, and I know that day is coming, here's when we draw the line, because this is what America's not seeing. They're not seeing that it was 17, all of our agencies, when it was really four. They were seeing the media be the talking voice, the mouthpiece for the Democratic Party, or the media put something out and the Democratic Party picked up on it. But either way, that is what we're dealing with. The media is the PR wing of the Democratic Party, and that's the bigger problem.
Well, it's a bit. But again, we know this, and that's why I keep coming back to Trump's not fighting the media. He's fighting a complete establishment that has been cooking the books on everything we get told for decades. I'm talking about the last five decades, certainly the majority of my life. These people have been lying to us. I sat with Clarence Thomas when they told me he was going to retire. It was a lie. We've been learning now that the Russian narrative is a lie. How many things do we have to understand? We know that Hillary Clinton is involved with the Russians in Podesta, but they won't report that. They won't report more about Obama's statement of Medvedev about, we'll get to that when I'm reelected. But they'll look at Trump with invisible stuff. Look, they've been uncovered, and I think it's amazing that Trump says, I'll be your Huckleberry. And I'm serious.
Let me put a nice neat bow on this from your very first example about all the science being in for global warming, because buried on the Drudge Report this week, God love you, Matt Drudge and your crazy fedora, is a report saying what I've known for 20 years. Most of the math about the warming has been fudged or altered. And the sad thing is now I'm stuck behind people left and right on the freeways driving Priuses thinking they're saving the world.
I know.
You're in my way.
Right.
I'm buying property in Florida that's 20 elevation 20 feet because it's supposed to rise 15 feet, and now it's worthless. It's the same 20-foot elevation.
We got to leave it there. Folks, Tim Wilkins, you can find his work at timwilkins.com. Dude, glad to have you back.
You're back in the country, Mr. Fancy.
I am Mr. Fancy Fan. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 6-9-7-7-5. 1-800-656-9775.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Strange story I want to talk about now. Again, don't know if this is one of those things that in the big picture is a big deal, but in the little picture it is. It caught my attention for a variety of reasons. Glad you guys are with me. KJRadio.com. You can call us 844-551-8255. This story is a strange story. It's a pop culture story, an entertainment story, and it involves cultures colliding. Parallel lines finally crossing. And it's interesting to me on a lot of levels, and I think I can explain this to you. So you probably know who Tupac is, but in case if you don't, he was a hip-hop artist from a while back. Ended up going into movies and film, and he was part of an East Coast, West Coast beef, and ultimately he ends up getting shot and killed. Now, some people still say he's alive. He's like the Black Elvis, if you will. I didn't follow his music that much, but I'm going to presume that as far as black leftists go, he was a cultural icon for whatever reason. I don't happen to be an aficionado of the music, so I don't know. But anyway, we know him. You also know Madonna, aging white, you know, bubblegum singer who made the transformation. And I'll give her credit. She built a career in music that is probably enviable by most people's standards. At one point, she was probably one of the most popular pop artists in the world. Lord knows, I got a friend that wrote some music for her that's happy she exists because he made a small fortune from her singing his songs. Yeah, Brian, I'm talking about you. Anyway, these two collided, and I said, when I read the story, I thought, A2, Tupac, A2, you know, in reference to Julius Caesar being killed by Brutus. A2, Brute. Because that must be what black leftists are saying after this letter that they found from Tupac. A letter, by the way, they say is probably worth $170,000. He wrote it from prison. See, I didn't know this, and maybe you didn't either, and maybe you don't even care. But Tupac, the hip-hop black dude singing about whatever he was singing about, dated Madonna. And one of my friends said, "Woo, talk about sloppy 157th. Madonna is and forever will be a harlot, and I'm cleaning it up, a shrew. She used to not be that way because Madonna was just Madonna. She was singing regular songs. In fact, I reference a friend of mine writing songs for her. Brian Elliott wrote the song for her, Papa Don't Preach. And it ended up being this song about that it became an iconic song because it was about a girl having a baby as opposed to having an abortion. And both Madonna and Brian caught a lot of grief for it. Brian became a conservative over that song. I've told that story a time or two. But the point of it is, when Madonna would sing her songs, maybe they did have some sort of pop culture, you know, influence, if you will. And who's to argue that? That's what music does. But when it was going back and forth and it didn't really have an ideology per se, she was fine. It was till Madonna decided she was going to become an icon of politics and start making political statements. And just for the record, she raised her daughter Lourdes, I talk about this in my second book, Sexy Brilliance, as a conservative. Madonna would not let her daughter watch her own performances. How's that for hypocrites? Anyway, she was Tupac's shrew, his harlot for a bit of time, and Tupac dropped Madonna because she was white. Now, I'll stop there for just a second and let you understand that you got this black hip-hop guy. I don't know why he's dating Madonna. He could probably have any woman he wants, but he's dating Madonna. And he writes her a Dear John letter from prison. I mean, that's pretty embarrassing. The dude is effectively saying, you know, even in prison, I figured out I don't need to be with you. Now, I just find it ironic. Yep, now it's up for auction. They say it'll fetch $100,000, not $170,000. His last one got $175,000. But the subject matter of this letter is what has gotten people's attention, and that's why The Root decided to write about it, because he ended his relationship with Madonna for being white. And here's what he says: "For you to be seen with a black man wouldn't in any way jeopardize your career," he confessed in the letter dated January 15, 1995. He goes on to say, "If anything, it would make you seem that much more open and exciting." So he doesn't like the idea that in 1995, the horrible race relations going on in the world, who knew, you know, that blacks and whites could mingle, co-mingle, and coexist and have children together. My hand's up because I was in an interracial relationship. So there you go. But the point is, he's saying, it's raising your street cred to be with me. Now, Madonna, by 1995, her career was, quite frankly, on the on the downward side of the hill. She'd risen to the peak. Now, did she need Tupac to give her more? No. People knew her by one name. But Tupac's like, no, you know, I could get shot. Isn't that what Michelle Obama said with Barack Obama? People don't understand what it's like for Barack Obama to be president. He could get shot. Really? Like Reagan? Okay. Thank you, Miss Lincoln. It's funny. He never did. Tupac is saying it wouldn't jeopardize her career, but it could be a career builder. Oh, by the way, isn't that what guys do for their girls? I mean, if you're with somebody, aren't you hoping that their career flourishes? I'm just putting it out there. Y'all tell me. You can reach us at kjradio.com, kevinjackson.us, or you could call the show at 844-551-8255. I'm just saying, if when I'm with people, friends, family, girlfriends, eventually wives, don't you want them to be successful? Tupac, this is his own words. For you to be seen with a black man wouldn't in any way jeopardize your career. If anything, it would make you seem that much more open and exciting. Isn't she? Look, I'm not defending Obama, Madonna. I don't care about her. I'm just saying, what does this have to do with anything, Tupac? He's dating her, and he's then reflecting on society's potential, you know, issue with her. Madonna's an icon. She doesn't need him to build her career. But at this point, as I said, she's already reached the pinnacle. It isn't like she's dating Tupac to stay there either. She's okay. I mean, I'm presuming she's okay. She still sells out concerts. She's still doing okay. Tupac's been dead for what, 2 decades? And she still seems to be doing okay. But now he's looking at this, again, through the prism of black racism. This is what I'm getting at, folks. We are at a time when he was dating this woman. We were in post-racial America. Pre-Obama, too, by the way. Post-racial America. The only people who would have had problems with Tupac dating a white chick, including Obama, would have been black people. And maybe a handful of whites. Probably. Most whites would be like, ooh, I'm glad she got somebody else. She didn't get a white dude. I'm trying to speak for y'all, but I'm just saying that's what they might have said. But look, I don't care. I'll tell you right now, I don't have a racist bone in my body. I don't care who Tupac dates. I don't care who Madonna dates. I want them to be happy and just shut up about politics. Go do your thing. But Tupac is concerned that he's going to build her career. And you know what he's also concerned about? What you're hearing without hearing is he's worried about his. See, that's the deal. Let me tell you something. The criticism I get from most blacks outside of being a race traitor, the second most thing they tell me is, this is what they say, I bet you're married to a white woman. And I chuckle, like, what if I were? What does it matter? I talked about this on the show the other day. What does it matter if I'm married to a white woman? Date a white woman? Have white friends? White acquaintances? What does it matter? But they say it like, yeah, I bet. You bet what? You bet what? What does that make me? I'm asking you guys because I want to know because I'm mad. I want to know. Here's Tupac. And I didn't follow his music, but he's in a good point in his career, but he's a hypocrite. Did he believe that he can only date a white woman in private? By the way, is there a time limit whereby dating a white woman is okay in the black leftist, aka racist community? Because, you know, he dated her. He goes on to write, he never meant to hurt her. He explained his further reasoning. As you can see, I've grown both spiritually and mentally. It no longer matters how I'm perceived. I just don't want to be with white chick. I added that last part. He says, please understand my previous position is that of a young man with limited experience with an extremely famous sex symbol. Really? I offer my friendship once again this time. Time much stronger and focused. If you're still interested, I'd like to further discuss it with you. Some of it couldn't wait. So that's why I wrote her the Dear Jane letter. What a hypocrite.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.